Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori Yachem Yisrael Pilchus Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shena Bas Yeshua Falak. Okay. Okay, we thank everyone for coming. I'd like to wish Mazel Tov to Adam Newman on becoming a chassan this week. And Adam also is sponsoring the shiur tonight, so we thank him as well. So we thank everyone for coming. Bez Hashem of shiur this week. Next week we'll also have another shiur, Binyanei Rosh Hashanah. And then we'll see where we go from that. But those are the last two shiurim before Rosh Hashanah will be Bez Hashem in Inyanei Rosh Hashanah. So we know we thank the Rav as well. We know that Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Chayos B'Shabbos, the Mishnah says on page 1, B'Mikdash Hayutokim of Aloba Medina. In the base of Mikdash, they would blow shofar, but not outside. There's machlokas, we've shown them whether Mikdash means only the base of Mikdash, or does it mean all of Yerushalayim, but not outside of either the Mikdash or not outside of Yerushalayim. And the Gemara says, in the end of the Sugya, Amar Rabba, Kol Chayavim T'kiya Shofar, Yina Kol Bekiyim T'kiya Shofar, Gzeira, Shem Yitlenu. We have a gezeira that somebody will use the shofar and carry it in the Rishus HaRabim. And that's this year we don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yos B'Shabbos. Gezeira the Rabba. So there is a very interesting discussion in the poskim about what if somebody would blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchayel B'Shabbos. You know, there was a famous, Rav Akiva Schlesinger who was matir to blow shofar in Bezdin, right? Rosh Hashanah Shchayel B'Shabbos, following the sheet of the Rif, which we normally don't know. But just tam, say somebody would blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchayel B'Shabbos. What would be the din? What do you mean, what would be the din? Chora, he's an Avarian. He's an Avarian. So there is a piece in Rabbi Kiva Eger here, in the Drush V'Chiddush, on page 9. So there is a discussion in Tosfos and Pesachim by the Korban Pesach. So the Korban Pesach had to be eaten lemnuyav. In other words, you can't just come in and eat the Korban Pesach. You had to have been, so to speak, registered to eat the Korban Pesach. That's where the famous Kash of the Malbim is. What do we say in the Haggadah Shal Pesach? Kol divchin yesei v'yechol, kol disrich yesei v'yivsach. You can't do that. You're going to first invite someone at the Seder, it's too late. In other words, for a regular Sudas Yantav, someone wants to come in last minute, so goes on to hate. But by the Korban Pesach, it has to be Leminuyav. Einu Nechal, the Mishnah, Ezel Mekoman, Einu Nechal, Ella Leminuyav. It has to be eaten Leminuyav. And if it wasn't, Leminuyav, then it's not good. So, and l'chor, that's a din d'oraisa. And what if you have somebody who's a katan, and he wants to eat, you want to give him the Korban Pesach. So could you give it to him? So he says, So look at Rabbi Ki Vager here. So he quotes there's a Tosfos in Pesachim that discusses this. Peches and Pesachim. So Rabbi Akiva, so the Magen Avraham quotes, he's look in the, where I put the line, he, on page 9. So he says, "Hinei Magen Avraham katsim kavanas ataisis the makom chinuch mitzvah shari liten the cotton that that you can give a cotton to eat, even though he wasn't lemnuyav, because it's mitzvah chinuch. So you can give him to eat the korban pesach, even shalom lemnuyav mishum chinuch." He says, just like you can give a cotton a shofar on Shabbos, and he can blow shofar because it's chinuch. So for chinuch, it's okay. So that's Tosis, Peches and Pesachim. So says Rabbi Kiveger, he doesn't think so. Therefore, Magen Avraham says that just like you can give for chinuch purposes, you can violate the shalom nemnuyav, and he can eat the korban pesach even though he wasn't signed up, he wasn't registered. So just like he can blow shofar, and show you can, and he on Shabbos, even though you're not supposed to blow shofar on Shabbos, you're not supposed to eat the korban pesach shalom nemnuyav. Yet for chinuch it's mutter. For chinuch it's mutter. So for chinuch is mutter. So Rabbi Kiveger says he doesn't like the comparison. In other words, Magen Avraham is making a comparison between chinuch to be matter to Issa Shalom Nuyov, and chinuch to be mater the iser of, in other words, that's a mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that you can let him blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the kid, you give him a shofar, let him blow Rosh Hashanah shachal yos b'Shabbos or Shabbos. And so Magen Avraham think it's a parallel. So he writes, he doesn't think so. He says, blowing shofar on Shabbos is only derabanan. So since it's only an issa derabanan, maybe mitaras chinuch you can be doche the issa derabanan. Aval shalom nuyav nidaraisa, also lekotin. Mama hani bezachinuch mitzvah later issa deraisa. So he says he doesn't think it's a good comparison. How can just because we matter nisad rabbanan doesn't mean we matter nisad araisa. Vegam, now this is the key line. Vegam, the shofar ikach chinuch mitzvah, the kiyoso mikayim mitzvah the shofar. The gam godol shotokei b'shabbos kiyay mitzvah shofar. The zmanu gab b'shabbos ol the overall shmus the shabbos. So you hear what he said, just said? He says, a gadol, Zokra Bikiveger here on page 9, that a gadol that will blow shofar on Shabbos is Mekayim a mitzvah. He's Mekayim a mitzvah. He also did an Aveira, a Daveira de Rabbanon. But he was Mekayim a mitzvah. But eating shalom lemnuyav is no mitzvah.
Is he a minority?
What?
You? I mean, minority of you?
We'll see. That's what we're going to see in this year, if he's a minority of you or not. Adam Newman just came in. We welcomed you before. We wished you a mazel tov on your engagement, and we thank you for sponsoring this year as well. Adam Newman just came on. Okay.
Thank you so
much. Mazel tov.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Mazel tov.
Thank you.
Mazel tov. Rabbi, would Rav Shechter's piece that you quote in your new Sefer also maybe apply with this? Or Rav Shechter's time is it depends what pasuk you learn the din of not blowing shofar on Shabbos from?
Maybe. But this is what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. Unbelievable, huh? Now,
Who's Ivor this was? Just at Baal Tekeah or anybody who listens?
No, the pashas, the Baal Tekeah is over.
So then if I know somebody's blowing shofar, I have a good idea to go listen.
Right. Right, in other words, if somebody's blowing shofar, you're saying, so might as well go. Oh, let's see. So now let's look in the Chelkas Yayev on page 10 and 11. The Chelkas Yayev was one of the Gedolei Achronim, and he has a section called Kaba de Kaskyaisa. Kaba Kuf Beis Aleph 103. He has 103 kashas on different. And it's been popular in the several past years that people write svarim trying to forenfer the Kaba de Kashyaisa. There's a sefer called Kaba de Nichusa, Kaba de Terutza. You know, all these svarim, it became a popular thing to try to answer kashas from the Kaba de Kashyaisa. So he writes here, Kushya Tzadi Tes, on page 11. He says, Reisi Dover Tamua. He says, I see something very schwer. Lagon Rabbi Kivega. B'marach ha'ches. The pshita le dim toka shofar b'shabbos. He says, it's poshet Rabbi Kivega. If you blow shofar b'shabbos, avda over al shvus, even though you violated the Rabbanon, b'kol mokom ha-mitzvah niskayim b'diyevit. Ayin shom. Dibar ha-maskel v'hinei. Right? So that's what Rabbi Kivega says. Aval ma'od lefale algon kemoso sheyomer dover kazeh. So he says, he's very surprised that such a gon could say such a thing. In other words, obviously he's arguing with him. So first he says like this: there is a machloikis, Toisus and the Ran. What if Chachamim tell you to do a mitzvah in a certain way and you don't fulfill the words of the Chachamim? Like you have your sukkah next to your house, but shulchano b'toch habayis. And then we're afraid that if you shulchano b'toch habayis, you're going to lean into the house. So you violated the din of the Rabbanon, but maybe it's still okay. So Tosa says, "Kol heichad ha-mitzvah psula midrabon gam midaraisa lo yotza." That's the famous Tosa here. If you want to see it here on Tosa and Sukkah and Dav Gimel, that once Chachamim makes some halacha regarding, we don't say, "Oh, you did the mitzvah midaraisa, you just didn't do it midrabon." No, if the rabbanon tights up how you're supposed to do the mitzvah, and you don't fulfill what they said. Hafil midaraisa, you want to see inside on page 5, on the bottom arrow. Hafil midaraisa, he says, Heichad b'shehil machmir midaram, yeah. Katsrin, im osa kedivir b'lo yatsa, Hafil midaraisa, k'in ashkan l'beisa, Heichad b'yayim, apisra batal, d'gaz Hashem, yim shachach shulchonon, k'am lo kiyam de mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, Hafil midaraisa lo kiyim. That's Tosfos Shita. That even midaraisa, so l'chor, according to Tosfos Avada, if they tell you can't blow shofar, the Chacham tell you can't blow shofar on Shabbos, so loit shitas Tosfos, then you're not even yotzei adaraisa, right? Because l'maisa, you know, once the Chachamim modify a mitzvah or tie up a mitzvah, and you didn't follow what the Chacham said, you're not even yotzei adaraisa. That shitas Tosfos. So certainly, according to Tosfos, he's not like Rabbi Kivega. But then there's a sheet of the Ran, Af Laharan, Sof Psachim, the Mishnah of Gamliel. Right? The Mishnah says, Kol Shal Omer, Shlosh the Dvorim, Halal Pesach, La Yotzi Yidei Chavaso, Pesach Matzo Mar. So the Ran says, so if you didn't say Pesach Matzo Mar, at the same year, you're not Yotzi Yidei Chavaso. But the Ran says that only means l'chatchila. Take a look in the Ran. So though, even though the Chachamim said you're supposed to do it this way, page 6. So he points out it's a machlokes to Tosis in the Ran, because Tosis holds when the Chachamim tights up a mitzvah in a certain way, and you don't fulfill the way Chachamim tights it up and tell you to do it, you're not even yotzei midaraisa. Whereas the Ran says no, the raisa you still yotzei, but midrabanan. You felt epis. So he says, if you hold like Tois, this is certainly against Rabbi Kivager, because Chacham tell you don't blow a shofar in Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos. So he says, but even according to the Ran, who argues on Tois, but he says, you didn't say Pesach Batzo Mara. So the Ran says, okay, you still Yotze, you still did the rest of the Haggadah. So you didn't do Yotze Pesach Matzah Mor. Aval heichat apotru chachamim legamrei min ha-mitzvah. Vaday nekar ha-mitzvah mikol v'chol. But there's certain times that the chachamim said that you're exempt from the mitzvah. See here, it's not pshat. You didn't say Pesach Matzah Mor. Okay, so you didn't do the mitzvah b'shleimus. But you still did the mitzvah, you know, whatever you could do.
More or less.
So, but if the Chachamim patter you from a mitzvah, what's an example? Kamo besadim betzitzis. In other words, if you have a linen garment, right? So, it's chayiv and tzitzis, right? But Chachamim patter it. Why? Because when if you have tchelis, when they had tchelis, different opinions, where we have tchelis b'zman hazeh, we don't have tchelis b'zman hazeh, but tchelis was a two halachas in tchelis. One halacha was a din in the color, what the string was supposed to be dyed, and then the tchelis string had to be of wool. The tchelis string had to be of wool. So therefore, if you're wearing a linen beged and you're having a tchelis string, so you're violating shadnas, but there could be a mitzvah, you know, essay dochalosa say, but Chachamim were afraid that people are going to wear the tzitzis at night, and people are, whatever. So they said, if you're going to wear a tchelet string, which is part of tzitzis, so mamela, you're not going to fulfill, there's possibilities that you won't fulfill a mitzvah like you wear it at night, etc. And then you'll be wearing shatnez, Shalom b'shas the mitzvah. If you're fulfilling the mitzvah, so it's essay dochalos asay. But if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, so then that's a problem. So the Chacham were afraid there's a michshol going to come out. So they patterned sudden linen garment from tzitzis. So what if you're an Ibra Chacham and you say, oh, but I'm going to put on tzitzis. So he says, the kach nokar habraisa potrin, the lo osrin, the gamri potter. Means you potter. Kachos of harash, behochos tzitzis. Tavi brachel of atola. Because if they exempt you from the mitzvah, that's it. You're exempt. Oh, you want to do it? Doesn't work that way. Tavi brachel of atola. Kachos of rabbeinu yon, reish brachos. The eno chayv likros klal achachatzos, right? The different sheet is about when the first mission in Shas. Whether you're allowed to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos. So Chacham said, you can't say.
Yes.
So what if you do? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, according to Chachamim, you're not Chayiv. So they patted you for the mitzvah, so you don't get a mitzvah. They ain't Chayiv Likros Klal, after Chatzos. So you're not Mechuyiv to read. Even though it's only the Rabbanan, Midaraisa, you're still Chayef. But Chachamim patted you, so they patted you, you're finished. Even on a Daraisa level. So he's bringing all these Rayas against Rabbi Kivager. Avdusham Leke Yisurak. Yichoch me Chacham Lachar the mitzvah b'shev al-tah, said, Teda, the Imokim is manazeh. And he says, it has to be true. Because he says, "Bezmanazeh ain't lon rishus harabim." If you say that bezmanazeh we don't have the rishus harabim, niska venito lulav kemo betachshitim. Whereas we know the halacha we were discussing hilchos sotzah. So tachshitim, really you should be able to wear on Shabbos jewelry. But the chachamim asked it because they're afraid that a woman's going to take off her jewelry and show it to somebody. And then she's going to come to walk Dalai Lama's with the jewelry. So the question is, so what's the heter of jewelry bezman hazeh? Women wear jewelry on Shabbos bezman hazeh. So what's the heter? So the Sefer Truma says, because ein lanu rishus harabim bezman hazeh. So therefore there's no... So even if she would walk around with it, it wouldn't be an issa d'oraisa. So that's the Sefer... So the question is, so we matter jewelry bezman hazeh, because maybe we don't have rishus harabim. So then, just like the women wear jewelry, the men should be able to blow shofar. Right? We matter the jewelry because we don't have rishus harabim as man hazeh. So then we should matter shofar for the same reason, that there's no gzeira. So why don't we blow shofar? Niskav v'nitol b'lulav k'mo b'tachshita d'mutam b'zman hazeh. Yadam gei shlitchos k'tzas sham itir tekev b'chatzer. See, by Mashiach came to show, but you could say that by jewelry they were matter jewelry in a chotzer. Mashiach came to shofar the gamri osru. Have a shofar's also even if you blow shofar at home. So maybe that's different. But he says that the pasha says it's potel gamri. That's why we don't. So Rabbi Kalkasio would say what Rav Meir was asking before. He says, there's one guy, he says he's blowing shofar. So Rabbi Kalkasio says, of course you shouldn't go hear him. There's no Indian whatsoever. Question is, Rav Meir said, what about Loit Rabbi Kivager? But Kalkasio says, they patted you. They asked you. They patted you. And then he says a bigger charifus. In other words, why don't we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos bein hashmashos? Because lo gozer shvus bein hashmashos. So certain darabanans they weren't gozer bein hashmashos. So why don't we blow shofar on this Rosh Hashanah? We should blow shofar bein hashmashos. And therefore, so it's. Well, it's Rosh Hashanah, a suffix, but there's no good. The Issa d'Rabbanan doesn't apply. So we should blow shofar the Bein HaShemoshos at the end of Rosh Hashanah, at the end of Shabbos. We should blow right after Shkia. Everyone should blow shofar.
Rabbi, because maybe over there it's a suffix whether you be Yoitzi because it's not this month.
So blow Bein HaShemoshos. So what do you see by the fact we don't say such a thing? What do we see? That there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. On Shabbos there's no mitzvah. On Shabbos there's no mitzvah. So he says, according to Rabbi Kivager, we should at least blow Bein HaShemoshos. Because Bein HaShemoshos, you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Because maybe if the mitzvah is still there, So it's a suffix, so maybe you got the mitzvah. And there's no aveira bein hashmashos. Al-korcha the gami patur, v'chei mukhach b'hag et shehuva b'toises, fav ma'isa b'hei b'kos v'toises, over v'isa, yeah. And he says, so that's his thing. He says, Rabbi Kivega shver. He says, v'divrei Rabbi Kivega, gong Rabbi Kivega tamua ma'od. Taka is, again, those that came late, Rabbi Kivega Shita is that you can't compare, that if you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, So it was a mitzvah. You also did an aveira, but you did a mitzvah. And the Chelkas Yom says, so what are you taught a mitzvah? Pasha says it's kfira to do such a thing. To blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Chal Yos B'Shabbos. So this is a fascinating discussion. But Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it. That he blows shofar Rosh Hashanah. Oh, so what's the nafkemina? What's the nafkemina? So he writes over here in the Sefer Madonna Yontif on page 20. Nafkemina tuva ladina, b'zeh, betray anpin. He says there are two nafkeminas. HaShulchan Aruch Pasach, Dimchal Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. We know the Mechaber Shita is that you only say Shechiyonu on the shofar on the first day. And we, Ashkenazim, we say Shechiyonu on both days. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Dimchal Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Odom Shechiyonu B'Shofar B'Yom Sheni. Mashmi Devarav, but according to the Mechaber, once you blew on the first day of Rosh Hashanah on a regular, then you don't blow the second day. Mashmi Devarav, the Malav Hachi, Ein Mavarach, Shechiyonu B'Tchia Shofar B'Yom Tov Sheni. Al Ramah Cholak, V'Sfilei B'Chol Ofen, Afil M'Chal Yom Tov Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah B'Chol, B'Chol Zos B'Chal Shech Shechiyonu B'Yom Tov Sheni. Right, that's the Ramah Shita. So, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, what if somebody blew shofar on the first day, and he said Shechiyanu? So would he say Shechiyanu on the second day? So he says in Kelefi Shulchan Aruch in Ben Sfarad, who follows the Mechaber, talk about shofar beyond the Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah Shachal B'Shabbos Ubirakam Shechiyanu. Im Nemesh Hayotze Yidei Chovas Shuv Ein Tzarich Levarach Shechiyanu Od Pam M'Mochras. So then, according to the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you wouldn't have to make a Shechiyanu the second day. Because if you, like this Rosh Hashanah coming up, as Hashem, if someone blows on this Rosh Hashanah and he says Shechiyanu, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he did a mitzvah. He got a mitzvah. And Memela, he can't say Shechiyanu the second day. But if you hold like the Chalkas Yoav, he didn't do any mitzvah.
Birchas HaMitzvahs is deraisa.
What?
Birchas HaMitzvahs is deraisa.
Pashtus says it's only Birchas HaMitzvahs is only the Rabbanan.
Rabbanan. So how could he be the mitzvah if he was Rabbanan? Even Rabbanan might is not mechuyev. So he's definitely mechuyev with Rabbanan the second day.
He's definitely mechuyev. That's the question. In other words, if he said. He's mechuyev midrabbanan, but he did a mitzvah daraisa on the first day.
Yeah, but it wasn't yaisir shech. I would think maybe rabbanan didn't pater him from shechiyanu then, because over on rabbanan bracha was.
Bracha
rabbanan. Yeah, I know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
No, but Rabbi, when do you ever find that you can make a shechiyanu on something that's an isser? Let's say I have a peiri, and it was mixed together with another mint. But it's really, it's a peiri chadish, but it's a, whatever, it's a mix between two different peiris. Can I make a shechiyanu with such a peiri? Or no, because it's an isser. I can eat it, but since it was an isser done in order to create it, could I make a shechiyanu with such a peiri?
Yeah, it's a good question. So he's...
If you say no, even though I can make a
prosper... So he's assuming that you could. That Shechiyanu is going on the mitzvah. That you did a mitzvah. Daraisa.
Yeah, but it had an iser meet Rabbanan. So maybe even according to the Mechaber, I have to make another Shechiyanu.
Maybe. Okay, but that's one possibility. That if you hold like Rabbi Kivega, you wouldn't make a bracha the second. And then he says another case in the Chochmah Shlomo. It's clear here. You can read it in the small print in the Shulchan Aruch, but read it here on this page. It's just clearer. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a fascinating shaila. somebody blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shehal. He blew a tekiah and a truah. So should he blow the last tekiah to be mashlim the mitzvah of tekiah shofar min haTorah? Because Lamaisa, he did an aveira. He blew a tekiah and a shvarim. So should he at least now blow another tekiah? And this way, at least he'll get a mitzvah. Lamafrei, he'll get a mitzvah. He blew a midaraisa. That's the mitzvah. Or should he stop? So that's the shaila of the Chochma Shlomo. Because it could be if he doesn't blow, then he doesn't have air and he didn't do any mitzvah. Or do we say no? Let at least it shouldn't just be an aveira. Now he can make it into a mitzvah daraisa. So let him do the other tekiah. What do we say? No. Himidu chazal is devreim. I feel b'mokum tekiah shel mitzvah. Avol pishekvar over al devreim b'mashetocha. So if there's no mitzvah, there's no point in him blowing the next. He blew a tekiah and a truah. So should he blow the next tekiah? So he wants to say, in the Sefer Madonna Yontif, the Chochma Shlomo says that if you hold it's a mitzvah like Rabbi Kivega, so he should finish off the mitzvah, even though he did an aveira, but let him do the mitzvah. And if he holds that it's not a mitzvah, like the Chalkas Yoav, so then what is he doing? He doesn't accomplish anything. So then he quotes that Machlokas, yeah. And what about the same thing here on page 21 on the bottom? If a person, like this year, Sukkot, right? Once Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, then, you know, all, then Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, and Shemitah, you know, it's all. So what if a person took Lulav on the first day of Sukkot? And he made the bracha, and he made a Shechianu. So if you hold like Rabbi Kivega, he did a mitzvah. So then he can't make... You see, it's interesting. The halacha is that by lulav, you only make a shechianu the first day. Even though it's a sfeika de yoma. So really you should make it both days. So like just when we make kiddush, we make a shechianu both days. So how come lulav not? Because lulav, the halacha is that you can make a shechianu on the lulav Peshas the Asiyas HaLulav, when you're putting it together, if Lulav Tzorech Egen. So even, in other words, why do we make a Shachyanu by Kiddush twice in Yom Tov Rishon Zechut Sheni? Because even though maybe the first day is not Yom Tov, so the second day is Yom Tov. So you make, but by Lulav, if the first day is not Yom Tov, you could still make a Shachyanu, because you're allowed to make a Shachyanu, we hold, even on the Asiyas HaLulav, that you did before Sukkot. So Memela, there's no din of making two Shechianus, because all the din of making two Shechianus is fake at the Yom. That's why it would be inappropriate to say Shechianu on Sukkot, on the Yontif of Sukkot, if not Sukkot. But Lulav, you could say make a Shechianu on the Lulav, even though it's not Sukkot, because when you, the Asiyas HaLulav is Ton Shechianu. So he says that... So he says, according to Rabbi Kivega, you yotzei a mitzvah, so you can't make shechianu. But what about according to the Chalkas Yoav, that you weren't mekayim? So you make shechianu. But he says maybe there's a big difference between shofar and lulav. Feel on nomad the shofar yeshom shechayv lachzor v'levach shechianu came in the lokim shum mitzvah. From lulav kuli am modu shein tzarich levarach shachiyano on pam. Because lulav you don't have to, because the halacha is nichal yom rishon shel roshana b'shabbos kodesh baruch hu shachiyano b'yom sheni. V'higia ramosh anachnu nogim levarach shachiyano b'shnei yom tamid. V'ilu b'hilchos lulav, the shulchan aruch says ein levarach hu shachiyano al lulav b'yom tov sheni elm keichal yom rishon b'shabbos. Ramah lo higia. The Ramah doesn't argue, so the Ramah agrees that lulav. So why is that? Because it doesn't, by a lulav doesn't matter. Because even if the first day wasn't yantif, it's logar mishas asiya. Logar mishas asiya. So you can make a barach on the asiya. So therefore, in other words, the machlokes Rabbi Kiva Eiger and the Chalkes Yoav is by shofar. Because by shofar, the Sfarim only make shofar bracha on the shachiyan on the first day, not the second day. Ashkenazim make on both days. But by lulav, they both agree it's only the first day, the Sfarim and Ashkenazim. So why is that? Because even though it's not yontif, it's logar mishas asiya. And the shas asiya is, it could even be yom chol. Oh, so now comes the Bikur Yaakov.
Low battery.
Take a look at the Chalkas Yoyev. You might as well see it. Let's see if you want to see it inside. It's not so big. See it inside. Page 17. Okay, says it. So again, so that's the machlokes. So you have a machlokes Rabbi Kiva Eiger and the Chalkas Yoav, whether they just asked you or they patted you from the whole mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva Eiger says no, they didn't patter the mitzvah. The mitzvah is still there. They said you shouldn't do it. And sukkahs, you only make shachiyon the first day. So he says like this. So he says a fascinating chiddush. First word in the learning is hamitzvah. Chenim noto. Hayom lulav, ulamachar lulav acher. Say, the first day of Yontif, you took a lulav, and the second day you took another, a different lulav. Yishlom akevish kvar birach al mitzvahs netilas man shuv lo yivarech. Avolim hayom asa lulav ze ulamachar nata lulav acher lo also dover. So that's his chiddush. He says, if you take the same lulav in the first day and the second day, so you don't have to make a shnayim shachiyanu, because even the first day wasn't yontif, it's chol, but you can make shachiyanu on the siyas halulav. But what if you're taking a different lulav on the second day? So in other words, l'chora, a siyas halulav means a siyas this lulav. So if the first day we're a little wasn't yontif, and you made a shechianu, because logar mishas asiya, so then the second day of yontif, when you take the lulav, you yotze ready. But if you took a different lulav, the also dover ikav lo also mitzvah ikav efshe the tzarch levarach shuv zman l'kul yalma shol yitzchila as a mitzvah b'ma shagar a lulav. In other words, it could be the shas asiya is only if you took a lulav the first day, you took the same lulav on the second day, so then you could say that even if the first day was a weekday, even though it really was yantip because it's fake at the yom, as we treat it like a weekday, you could still make the bracha on and it'll still count because it's all connected. But if in the second day you're going to take another lulav, then maybe you're not a chanami. You're going to have to make another shachiyaru, just like we make on Kiddush, two shachiyarus. So too, the whole idea is that l'gar mishas asiyah, if there was an asiyah, and then you see with mamshik with the same lulav. Well, please, yom sheni not a lulav achesh, alo no kiyon yesh to stop it, maybe you should say a shachiyaru. Well,
you do it on the third day with another.
I'll tell you a story. I'll leave out all the names here. Somebody called me today with a Shachiyanu Shaila. I won't mention names. If you want to hear names, you can ask me privately. But there's a community, and one of my Talmidim is the Rav of the community. It's out of town. And they were looking many, many, many years to have an Erev, and it was very hard to make an Erev there, and hopefully that they will finally matzliach this coming Shabbos, they're going to have an Erev for the first time in forever. So they want to make, to make an Erev, you have to be Zoche and the Matzis for the community. So Zoche and the Matzis and break a broken Erev. So there was an idea that they want to do this publicly, I don't know, over Zoom, I don't know, and make a Shechiyonu on the on this occasion. Is that okay or not? It's so, you know, in that community, like they were waiting.
What's the reasoning behind wanting it even?
What?
It's just a hechatim. I mean, what's the point of a shechiyano? Where does
they're happy that they reached this milestone in their...
Say without shame on mouth.
When I walk to a shul, doesn't give me a reason to make a shechiyano.
If what?
And people are happy when they do a mitzvah or buy matzahs or whatever. There's a million things like that. You know, none of them qualify for a shechiyano.
Yeah.
You can say the words as a shevach v'haydah, just don't say shem amal.
So one Rav thought, forget, you should say hatov ha-meitiv.
Say hatov ha-meitiv, you know.
Because hatov ha-meitiv is when many people benefit.
Yeah, it's a group simcha.
A group simcha. So a certain Rav said to me, that they should make a tov ha-meitiv. Interesting. Interesting. But still, this is a fascinating...
What was your psak?
Yeah, so this Rav told me, this Rav is somebody I respect a lot, so I told him I was masking. When they built a new building in YU, and they put up the mezuzah, so the president, I'm sure he asked somebody, maybe, I don't know who he asked, but whatever, they made a tov ha-meitiv on the new building. Because, as this Rav said to me, you know, when more than one person is benefiting from something, then you make a tov ha-meitiv. So more people are benefiting from this Erev.
So then they should make that Eva Meitiv when he's pushing his carriage to shul, not when he makes the Erev.
Yeah.
Can you make both? Can someone make both brachas?
No, usually you make one or the other. You usually don't make Hatova Meitiv and Shachiyanu.
What does Rabbi feel when you give an engagement ring? I know that Rav Moshe has a tshuva about that. If you make a Shachiyanu or a Hatova Meitiv.
Yeah, so what does Rav Moshe say?
I believe he says you make a
taifa
meitiv, I believe.
So,
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, we have to look at
it. The chasna of the kala.
So that's
the father of the kala.
Right. So that's a fascinating machlokas we have here.
But Rebbe, the only thing by the Eruv, you normally make these brachas on something you're going to get a hanav from. An Eruv is just a matir. You're not really getting a hanav from the Eruv.
Yeah, but there's a lot of simcha there. It's a lot of simcha. Now, Bez Hashem, next week, the kuda we didn't neglect to talk about here is there any mitzvah b'avera aspect here? Because the ma'aseh you do an avera. If you blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Chol HaMoed Pirabos, the kum me'almet's an avera. So that has to be discussed next week, Bez Hashem. So what's the why don't you say it's a mitzvah of Aveira to blow shofar? So meaning another kasha on Rabbi Kivega. It's a mitzvah Baba Vera. So we'll have to see more about the kolim of mitzvah Baba Vera, because Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't entertain that possibility that it's a mitzvah Baba Vera. He said, of course. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you can't compare eating shalolim nuyav by a cotton to blowing shofar by a cotton. Because eating shalolim nuyav is not a mitzvah. So b'meila, he can't eat. But blowing shofar, Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, is a mitzvah. So that's his disagreement. That's Chalkes Yoav, and the Bikur Yaakov, and the Nafka Minas here. But that's a big question. Well, why is it not a mitzvah Baba Vera? So that we have to look into.
Rabbi, does the Gezeirah Derabba make it into an Avera? According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, he would say that the Gezeirah Derabba does not make it, meaning it's still a Maisa Mitzvah. There's no Avera.
It's a Maisa Mitzvah.
It's a Maisa Mitzvah. Meet the Rabbon and I did that not to do it. But
yeah.
The Mitzvah is still there.
Right. Okay, so that's the story of Bikur Madari Yontif. And that's what he writes here on page to what degree the others agree or disagree. But that's the Chalkes Yoav's taina. I think it's very mistaber, the Chalkes Yoav. It's hard to believe like Rabbi Kiva Eger. That is a mitzvah. He says in the Chazal, it's a mitzvah, but Chazal, Chalkes Yoav said the Chazal was mafkir the mitzvah, they took away the mitzvah. So that's the discussion here about Chachamim Oker Mitzvah. What's the status? And then that was the only time in history that was that discussion with Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger about blowing Rosh Hashanah Shkal Yos B'Shabbos in front of Bezdin based on the Rif Shita. But Rabbi Kivega says you can do it any time. You should any time you want to blow shofar, blow shofar, and you'll get a mitzvah. You'll get a mitzvah. You might get an affair also, but you get a mitzvah. Okay. So that's the story of.
Yes, and the Nafkimi will be on Yom Kippur if he's Chatzi Chatzi and he wants to do a mitzvah the Raisa and Rabbi Avraham Rabbanan. He might be now Roiv Schuzis.
Right, if he's Chatzi Chatzi and now he needs to do a mitzvah to tilt the scale.
Right.
So, yeah, I guess that's a Nafkimi and Shemayim, yeah. Okay, so that's the I saw today in the Berach Moshe from the Raftali of Ropshitz. Tikku b'chodesh shofar. So if you take the tof b'chodesh and shofar, spell Shabbos. The Shabbos has the same Naftali Koyach as shofar. And then he has a whole thing about the Shabbos is Cheiris and Rosh Hashanah is Cheiris, all those interesting topics. The one case we don't have by matzah, we don't have Gzeirah D'Rabba. So the simple reason, like some people have said, is because you don't need to go to a baki to eat matzah. No, but the Sholem Meshiv asked the Kasha according to Shitas Rashi. Because Rashi says that Gzeirah Shema Yelech El Baki, one of the answers again, I think it's Sukkah, Lamed Habracha. So if that's the reason why you have Gzeirah D'Rabba, it's Lamed Habracha. So we won't bring a shemitzah. We have to assume maybe you don't know the bracha. So how come there's no Gzeirah D'Rabba by matzah? That's the kasha. Should be Gzeirah when Pesach, when the first day of Pesach is Shabbos. Oh. The first day of Pesach is Shabbos. Then how could you eat matzah Friday night? Why isn't there a Gzeirah D'Rabba? Because there ain't a baki. If you hold, the simple answer is because you don't need a, it's no kunz to be able to eat. And another thing is you have to know Nanuim. But according to Shitas Rashi, he explains that you look, go to the bracha, the baki, and the baki is going to teach you how to make the bracha, so that lechor should apply to matzah as well. Yeah, it's the kasha. So a lot of different terutzim, but the Netziv says, I believe, that the mitzvah of matzah is the only mitzvah that's at night. All the other mitzvahs, shofar, megillah, zavka in the daytime. So therefore, bizman chazal, there was no street lights. So once it was teisach chatan ready, no one's going outside. So that's the Netziv's answer, why there was no gzeirah D'Rabba on matzah. Because matzah's at night. Rav David Cohen gave a different answer. He says that that we're afraid you're going to carry and you're violating Chil Shabbos, which is an Issacharis. He says you're going to put yourself into Sakana. You did an Issacharis. So Rav David Cohen said, it's a typical Rav David Cohen. He says, this is Lel Shimurim. So you have already a Shmira that you're not going to mess up. It's Lel Shimurim. So Mamela, there was no reason to make the Shemi Yavirenu because you have the Shmira of the first night of Pesach, the Lel Shemur. And Mamela, there was no need anymore to have any type of Gzeirah D'Rabba.
How about Sukkot, Rabbi? Why is there no Gzeirah D'Rabba by the Mitzvah
Sukkot? By the Mitzvah of Sukkot. Because there's nothing to carry by the mitzvah of sukkah. You're not going to take your sukkah to the Rav's house.
You have to eat the sukkah. So eating in the sukkah on this year, it's Leil Shabbos.
So why are you eating? What eating is an interesting question. Why do they make a Gzeirah D'Rabba? Why are you going to carry the food out?
There you have to carry it out. I mean, unless you say that they had to look the part of their house. You have to carry it somewhere.
Yeah.
The one time of year everyone needs an Eruv is Sukkot.
Right. I mean, Zev Shem Revenu is the heftar of the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's going to want to check the matzah to see if it's chametz or matzah.
Chametz, or he'll go, yeah.
Soft,
right, exactly. He'll go to a Rav to paskin up his matzahs.
Yeah.
Paskin up his matzahs. So the Netziv says that there was no Gzeirah D'Rabba on mitzvahs balayla. Yeah, it's a Netziv. It's pretty good work. But was I about to tell you that Rav Naftali Rafchitz has a beautiful idea about Tukuba Chodesh Shofar Shin, Beis B'Chodesh, and Tiku is tough. Shabbos, spell Shabbos. And that's the idea that, and there's a lot to speak about that. Whatever the shofar tunes off of somebody, that Shabbos can tune off the same thing. Shabbos could accomplish the same thing that a shofar. I have a piece of my sefer. There's more to say than what I have in the sefer about this. Yeah, so that's the... okay, so what do we do today? We saw Machloikas, Toises, and the Ram. What about if Chachamim tell you to do a mitzvah in a certain way and you don't follow the Chachamim, are you Yotze the mitzvah? So according to Toises, you're not Yotze even Midoraisa. And the Ram says, no. Kol Shalom, Shol Shalom, Pesach, Yotze, Midei, Chavoso. So you're not Yotze the Drabana, but the Midoraisa is still Yotze. And then Machloikas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Chalkas Yalov. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says that you yotze a mitzvah, you carry. And that's Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Chalkas Yalov says, no, Chachamim exempted you from the mitzvah, so there's no mitzvah. Once there's no mitzvah, then there's nothing to talk about. So there wouldn't be any inyan, you know, to go here if they mamish exempted you. Okay, Rabbosai. Hello, everybody. I have Jonathan, Moshe Arf, Adam Resnick, George Lintz, Nachum Fruchta, Ed Morgenstein, Chaim Laufer, Mark Candleman, Eid Sarlin, Yossi Ginsberg, Elliot Brill. Where did my friend go? Rav Yitzchak.
Good to see you.
See you, Scott. Oh, Rav.
Okay, thank you,
Rabbi. Okay, so we'll see you, Bez Hashem, next week, Bez Hashem. We'll speak about Bez Hashem, talking shofar of Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, the aspect of mitzvah baba ver. You see, today we totally neglected to discuss that part of the Sugya, so that'll be a separate shir. Okay, good night, everybody. Good night. Next week. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.